AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says about 10% of kids 5 to 11 have been vaccinated.
Just 10 days in, we have one vaccine site for every 900 kids. That compares to one vaccine site for every 3,500 Americans age 12 and older.
The kids are getting shots more than three times faster than the rate adults were vaccinated at the start of the nation's campaign 11 months ago. In Brunswick, Georgia, defense lawyers are expected to build on arguments that their clients were lawfully trying to stop burglaries in their neighborhood. Three white men are accused of killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery. One defense lawyer, Kevin Goff, questioned the charge of false imprisonment.
At the time of the shooting, there is no false imprisonment, Your Honor. At the time of the shooting, Mr. Arbery, to borrow a football phrase, has broken containment. He is past both trucks at that point and has a clear line to the exit to the neighborhood.
Goff suggested that Arbery was up to no good. Jurors weighing charges against Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, returned today for a second day of deliberations in his murder trial. The Canadian government is sending in more Air Force personnel to the Pacific Coast Canadian province of British Columbia to assist with evacuations and to support supply lines following floods and mudslides caused by extremely heavy rainfall. It's being felt in the Pacific Northwest in the U.S. as well. The number of airline passengers traveling for Thanksgiving this year is expected to rebound from pre-coronavirus pandemic levels. Administrator David Pekoski says they will be prepared.
We are going to be staffed enough to handle the surge, and I expect to have no impact whatsoever with respect to the vaccine on throughput times going through the TSA screening checkpoints.
In 2019, a record 26 million passengers and crew passed through U.S. airport screening in the period around Thanksgiving. This is AP News. The Taliban wants Congress to ease sanctions and release Afghanistan's assets.
Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi says in a statement posted online that the frozen assets are harming the public, from the health sector to education and other services. His comments after the Taliban's takeover of the country in August comes a day after the World Food Programme warned that millions of people in Afghanistan are facing poverty, and as an explosion shook Kabul for the third time in a week. The World Health Programme says 8.7 million people in the country are at risk of famine-like conditions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
David Neil Cox, a man who killed his estranged wife and terrorized their family, is scheduled to receive a lethal injection tonight in Mississippi and become the first person executed in that state since 2012. Cox has called himself worthy of death. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.